The man himself appears on the catwalk in one of the VIP booths, wearing tailored pants the color of sandy beaches and a white button-down shirt that skims his broad shoulders and muscled chest. Every inch of his form screams wealth and privilege. His hair is perfectly trimmed, the dull burnished gold darkened to a warm brown in the low lights of the club. A strong, straight nose and square jaw compete for attention with his firm lips. He must have a decade on me, but looks as if he could make the Olympic swim team without breaking a sweat. Our first and only confrontation is forever imprinted in my memory. When I approached the billionaire stranger at the wedding reception of two musicians who were mutual friends, I had been riding high on righteous anger. Anger I'd kept in check during the actual wedding to spare my friends, and unleashed soon after with the help of a few drinks. I don't make a habit of hating people, but this man makes me rethink my stance. Electric blue eyes, not unlike the neon sign outside, bore into me.
"You signed a contract to play my club."
He starts toward the stairs, taking them with leisurely strides until he reaches the main floor. "It wasn't yours when I signed the contract." I would have noticed if his company, Echo Entertainment, had been on the documents.
"Not my problem. You can't keep up with the industry."
The staff behind the bar have snapped to attention. They didn't look up when I arrived, but now they're hustling to wipe imaginary spots off the surface while sneaking furtive looks at the man before me. Harrison crosses to us, stepping in front of the stage. His shirt is open at the collar to expose a tan throat, the muscles flexing lightly. His mouth curves to reveal a smile as perfect as it is cold. I whirl to face Lenny, who lifts a shoulder as if anticipating my accusation.
"Listen," she starts.
"Lenny."
He holds up a hand, cuts her off without so much as a word. Arrogant prick. I slam the cover of my notebook and slide it in my bag before shouldering it. "I'm not playing your club," I toss at the man in front of the stage. "Not tonight, not ever." I stalk down the steps and head across the dance floor. I make it across the club, then yank on the door. It doesn't open. Desperation rises up the second I feel him at my back.
"I'm disappointed."
"We're here, senor." My driver's eyes meet mine in the rearview mirror as he pulls up in front of the club. I straighten my suit. "Thank you, Tora. Are you sure you're ready?" I frown. It's a Thursday night like any Thursday night. Except it doesn't feel like it. My body is humming, braced for a fight or coming off of one. I shift out before Toro can open my door. He follows me around anyway, stubbornly taking the car door in his aging hands as I fasten my jacket. "It's a new club. The renovations are only just complete. And new talent," he goes on as I start for the entrance. I pull up, turning to cock my head at him. He only nods before retreating to the driver's side. New talent indeed. I head to the back door. Security stands at attention when they see me. A man with a purpose is dangerous to the world. A man without a purpose is dangerous to himself. When I enter a room, it's to tell people what I want and make it immediately clear I'm going to get it. The faster they see that, the more painless it is. My first acquisition was filthy and spare, cobbled together like the money I used to finance it. Now I stride down a private hallway, used for deliveries and talent, absorbing the fresh paint and shining floors with a grim satisfaction. When I bought Debajo, everything was in disrepair, as if its name meant not only beneath, but forgotten. It takes a particular eye to see what others miss, but for a man who looks beneath the surface, one who's as relentless as he is patient, there is treasure to be found. Now the club is a cool kiss, an elegant reminder of how far I've come. I wish my parents could see it. The twinge in my gut sneaks up on me, lingering like the burn of bad whiskey. A budding actress who's rising to stardom makes her way toward me, coming from the direction of the club.
"Hello, gorgeous,"
she purrs, the telltale enthusiasm of alcohol lingering in her voice as she stops in my path with an inviting smile.
"I haven't seen you stateside for way too long."
"You came to find me and enjoy my hospitality,"